Hello, loves. So I came across a musically-based AMA online, and so I'm going to answer its questions, and I'm gonna just try to answer them and not explain everything so that this ends up being like a 45-minute AMA, so because there's 30 questions. Okay, so before I start, why did I pick the music one? I love music. It can set a tone for a lot of the things we do. It can enhance moments to just make them better and better. So I am super psyched, and hope that you will enjoy my answers and maybe learn some new songs or some new genres or things about me that you didn't before. And it can be a lovely thing for all of us. I love to hear your favorite kind of music. So definitely hit me up. I'm always down for hearing more music. Okay, question one. A song you like with a color in the title. First thing that comes to mind, Black Velvet. Two, a song you like with a number in the title. Oh, I listened to it this morning, 99 by Barnes Courtney. It's a very fun, catchy song about nostalgia. A song that reminds me of summertime. So the first two songs I think of is Summertime Sadness by Lana Del Rey or All Summer Long by Kid Rock. Two very different songs. Four, a song that reminds you of someone you would rather forget about. Ooh. It's gonna be ironic, but I'm gonna say Hate Me by Blue October. Let's see. Number five, a song that needs to be played loud. Probably something hard, rock, like maybe, or classic rock. Maybe Highway to Hell by AC/DC. That's one I rather usually like to play loud. Six, a song that makes me want to dance. The Hills by The Weeknd always makes me want to move. And roll my hips and dance and stuff like that. Number seven, a song to drive to. I love to drive at night and I love to have the windows down. And one of the best songs for that is actually Hotel California by the Eagles. Eight, a song about drugs or alcohol. Prescription Medicate by Theory of a Dead Man. Great song. Nine, a song that makes me happy. Okay, you're gonna think I'm completely cheesy, but it is a cute song and I love it, and it is on my playlist even though it's from a musical, and that would be Life's a Happy Song from the Muppet Movie. I'm gonna get notes about that one. A song that makes me sad. Honestly, probably Sunflower by Post Malone. It makes me think of somebody that has passed away, so that makes me sad. A song that I never get tired of. Lately, a song that I never get tired of is probably it's, oh gosh, no, I can't think of the name of it. I think it's Drew Barry, by, oh gosh. Now I can't think of his name. Okay. Oh, it's not Drew Barry, it's Drew Barrymore, and it's by like Bryce Kine, I think is his name. Okay, gosh, I hope I got it. Okay, but it's Drew Barrymore. So, and it's a very interesting video. Oh gosh, I forgot what number. 12, a song from your preteen years. I was very broody and a bad preteen. So probably anything from the Marshall Mathers LP by Eminem, or there was right after that, early 2000s, was the Slim. The Eminem Show. constantly listen to those because I was a troubled white girl, you know, and I totally, totally could relate to Eminem. One of your favorite 80s songs? Man, just like so much by Def Leppard. So much of their stuff from the 80s. Now I'm trying to think of like all these 80s movies and things like that. And it's too good. There's just too much of it. 14, a song that you would love to be played at your wedding. I don't know if it would be mine and my partner's song, but I have always thought that two songs that I would love to just dance to at my wedding with my partner would probably be La Vie en Rose or Hawaiian Wedding Song. And as far as versions, obviously Hawaiian Wedding Song is Elvis. But La Vie en Rose, I would prefer Louis Armstrong because I love the trumpet. And I just like his slow, you know. A song that is a cover by another artist. I really love Sleeping at Last. He covers a lot of songs and slows them down. He does one version of The Proclaimers' 500 Miles. Wait. Yeah, 500 Miles by The Proclaimers. It's just slowed down and everything. He also does some other covers. So Sleeping at Last is what he's called. So he's just really good because sometimes I love the songs, but I don't want something so bouncy. I want something quieter. One of my favorite classical songs. I don't know if this means like classical non-lyrical or just older songs. Okay, if we're just talking like classical music, I do love Moonlight Sonata. I know it's kind of like overdone, but I still love it. Like classical lyrical song, a lot of Bing Crosby, and a lot of Frank Sinatra, the Andrew Sisters. I love Sleepy Serenade by the Andrew Sisters. A song that you would sing a duet with on karaoke. There is a song, Home by this group. I can't remember. Oh, great. It's going to be horrible now. I can't remember them. But it has a man and woman singing. Another one that I've always thought would be a really fun, cute duet, like at a wedding or an engagement party or something, is, by the Civil Wars, I've Got This Friend. It's a cute, very cute love song. That'd be fun, bouncy. A song from the year that you were born. That's going to be late 80s. Honestly, I can't think of a late 80s song like that actually was for sure released in my birth year. I could tell you some movies. but late 80s, there's a lot. I loved a lot of it. So just pick something late 80s. A song that makes me think about life. Lately, I'm going to say Good Grief by Bastille. It's a song actually about grief and moving on and stuff, but it's to a tune that you don't even realize that's what it's about until you actually pay attention to what the lyrics are saying. A song that has many meanings to me. I'm going to actually say Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses. It just encompasses a lot of different times in my life and relationships. So, okay, I'm going to go with that one. A favorite song with a person's name in the title. I mean, the first song that came to mind was Roxanne. I mean, it's a funny song. Now I'm trying to think if there are any others that there's got to be other songs with names in them. I mean, Drew Barrymore, I guess. yeah, I can't think of any others right now. Okay. Sorry. I'm sure there's others, though. And some of you might point it out to me and I'll feel like a big dope. What question are we on? 22. A song that moves you forward. I guess it means like motivation. Like gets me moving, gets me pushing through my day no matter what. Gosh, this is harder than I thought it would be. Maybe recently, like some Lizzo, maybe Truth Hurts. Because I Love You, anything like that. It just like hits the notes. It's got bounce to it. It's got some attitude to it. So a song that you think everybody should listen to. I'm going to say definitely the group you should listen to. And a song is Agape by Bear's Den. I love them. They're more folk, softer, acoustical. But lyrically, they have a lot of beautiful, cathartic things. And that song really helped me through a really hard time. And it still means the world to me. Everybody should hear that song. Everybody can relate to it, I think. A song by a band you wish were still together. This used to be The Darkness because they broke up for a while, but then they got back together. I don't know. I'm trying to think of like bands I know that broke. I mean, technically, Bear's Den that I just talked about, they had a member walk away. So instead of three, it's just two, and they have like a third that plays in sometimes. I don't know. I just think that once a band is broken up, very rarely when they get back together, do they have like that same vibe or that same feeling that really pushed them forward and gave them what they had in the beginning. So like even if we had like this tremendous, if they were alive and the ones that are remaining, the Beatles reunited, I feel like their same sound and move would not be what it used to be, not because of the changing times, but because their relationships have changed. So, you know, I don't know. 25, a song by an artist no longer living. For some reason, the first person that popped in my head was Elvis. My grandfather, who has also passed away, was very huge on Elvis. He looked like Elvis when he was younger. So I have a very special heart in my place for Elvis. So I love a lot of his stuff. Maybe Burn in Love by Elvis. It's a good one. It's a good, fun one. Sweet one. A song that makes me want to fall in love. You know, probably La Vie en Rose does that a lot. I'm trying to think. You know, probably Bryan Adams. Really good. Or Everything I Do. Or Bryan Adams. Really Loved a Woman. Also, Lord Huron, Wait by the River, or, you know, that song's really great. A lot of his songs are about breakups, but they sound like love songs. A song that breaks my heart. Probably Bear's Den, Above the Clouds of Pompeii. That song breaks my heart a little bit. A song by an artist with a voice that I love. Hmm. You know, I'm going to say Grace Kelly by Mika or Micah. I think it's Mika is how you say it. But he has a voice that channels Freddie Mercury's voice, and I just adore it. And every time I hear Mika and his voice in that song, I just go, Freddie. Like, because it's just so strong for me. And I adored Freddie's voice. So that's what I'll say. A song that you remember from my childhood. There's so many. Music was such a huge thing. There was a lot of classic rock, like a lot. A lot of Guns N' Roses. I'm trying to not repeat songs. I mean, if I have to go with that, you know, I guess because it makes me think of my parents a little bit and the kind of stuff that they were into, maybe like, Steeler's Will, Stuck in the Middle with You. I think that's who sings it. I think it's Steeler's Will because I don't think it's Steve Miller. Anyways, that's what I'm going to say. I'm going to go with that. because I think that'll work. Okay, and number 30, a song that reminds me of myself. Ooh, that's a hard one. You know, probably because I heard it the other day and it did make me kind of think of where I am at life and what I'm doing. I'm going to go with a throwback. Here I Go Again by Whitesnake. Just because in the very beginning where it says, I don't know where I'm going, but I know where I've been. That's like very much my life right now. I'm trying to navigate things and figure it out. So I could very relate, and those lyrics resonated with me as some did the rest of the song a little bit. So anyways, I hope you enjoyed my foray of music tastes and answers and being silly. And I look forward to hearing your comments, your questions, and some of your own answers. So thank you and talk soon. This has been Ruthie, and you guys are the best.